Just incredible. Just incredible. Well, I don't want to take up any further time. I want to give our next speaker all the time we can. You're about to be blown away, so just prepare your hearts and prepare your minds because you're going to hear what God has been doing.
I just turned you on.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right. Our next speaker is a pastor. He's an evangelist. He is a true worker for the Lord, and he is seeing thousands won to Christ because of his faithfulness. It is our privilege this morning to have with you my translator, who when I got into trouble, he got me out, come and speak this morning. Would you give a warm friendship welcome to Brother Derje as he comes?
Thank you. Good morning. I think it is time still to say good morning. Yeah, just to before I tell about the story, what Dr. Michael said, these young people, they came from 10 universities. Now in January, they will come from over 33 universities. So I tell you, they are burning, passionate to reach not only their nation, the surrounding nations, like Djibouti, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia. And you see the fire in their life. So thank you for your willingness to listen to me, and thank you for inviting to this church. And I'm grateful to the Lord who called me and made us part in his kingdom. My name is Derje. I have three young boys. One is 20 and the second is 14. And guess, the third one, how old will he be?
One.
1 year. So I am a young man. Praise God. God is faithful. That's what I see in my life. When I met Touching Africa Ministries, I didn't meet to work with them. God connected me like as their translator. And I saw their heart and their love. I was very happy to join them. And always I rejoice because God made me part of this ministry. And I tell you, as Dr. Michael said, the word family, it's not only a word. It's not merely a word. Practical. In the team, Touching Africa Ministries is like a ministry of family. When you come today and join this ministry, you will feel a sense of belongingness as a family. All of us, I mean, 20, 25, 26, all, we are working as a family. That gives me joy. And I seen such a very close bond, feeling of close bond with this Touching Africa Ministry. So as Dr. Michael said, I am in charge of church planting and missions for Touching Africa Ministries. I have that passion, and God gave me this passion and these guys to work with them, so I am blessed to have them. And also I would like to thank Pastor Jim, your former pastor. He is the one God used him to encourage me in my ministry. I mean, he calls me sometimes and he says, Derje, what's going on? How is your ministry? No one calls me. Really. I'm excited. When last time when he called me, of course the church told him this is the responsibility of communicating me. I will show you, I had a lot of ministry, working, traveling, touching Africa, a lot of, and that time was very difficult. There were other areas that I was reaching, but I was in a serious challenge, financial challenge, many challenges. So it was dark for me. And my wife and I prayed, Lord, if all these areas are the areas that you are looking, that if these people are in your eyes, Lord, give us a way. And when Pastor Jim called me, Derje, would you like to come to America? This is like a I never heard this kind of request and something that I didn't plan. Never. And I've even never asked anyone to come to America. So this day, it was in God's plan. And this guy has been following up through the work, Touching Africa Ministries, I personally looking for me. So I really recognize God used him to connect me with his church. Really, I'm blessed. And this blessing also made me to be a blessing for nation, for other peoples, nationalities. And I'll take this advantage of explaining my very heartily gratitude to his wife. Is Mary here? Mary, oh, I didn't see you. A lovely wife. Lovely wife. I tell you. When I came from Ethiopia, when they received me from the airport, she was hugging me as if she hasn't seen me before. I mean, such a love. And in my country, there is a saying, a husband and a wife are drawn from the same stream. There is such a kind of a heart and attitude, the same attitude that is reflected from a couple. They are taking care of me after I am here. So thank you. Thank you for the wonderful love. I was asking myself, if I invited someone to my house, can I do as they are doing for me? It was a challenge. So thank you so much, God, for all what is going on in the country. God used him and this church so that God has really blessed me personally and in the ministry. So let me begin with my slides, and I think you will not be tired because I'm going to preach for 3 hours. 3 hours in short. I will make it in short. This is something that Friendship Assemblies of God, really, it is God's way of expanding his work in Ethiopia. Supporting Touching Africa Ministries. And as you know, Touching Africa Ministries is doing a lot. Planting churches. Distributing a lot of shoes for those who have never had shoes. Buying clothes, buying school materials for the children who have no money to buy their school materials and who are not able to go to school. Treating people many ways, repairing the poor people's houses. And in short, I tell you, Touching Africa Ministries is a ministry that touches people's hearts. And in their sentence, they say, Touching Africa is working to show the tangible evidence of God's love. They say, did I say it right? Maybe broken. But what I see is they are showing tangible love. Each member, when they go to Ethiopia, they are people of love. They are community of love. And Anne is like a mom. Of course, she's a mom. But she cooks the food, she takes care of everything. And the missionaries, when they see her, they rejoice. Do you know what she gives to them? Candies. So I tell them, there is a message from Anne. Do you know what it is? Yes, we know, they say. So they miss. And Pastor Michael, he's a gifted teacher. During our trainings, he teaches a lesson, a training material, a kind of book. And he teaches. I see the Holy Spirit moving, transforming the missionary's life. A lot. The sick gets relieved from his pain. And sometimes they refer to a hospital. They write a hospital and they give a transportation for him to go to hospital. So people who didn't have the chance to get treatment, any health check, care check, they get the first touch a chance in touching Africa ministries. So there is a lot to say, but I must be specific not to take longer than 3 hours, okay? So this ministry has planted 130 big churches, like 1,500. And under this church, there are 1,335. It was 35. I wrote it wrongly. These are emerging churches. Emerging churches means these 130 big churches can nurture and raise them to be full. They will have their own leadership. They will have their own finance. That is the way that 1,332 are raised under this mothering church. You understand that? So this is how they are. So I am inclining to report about my missions, church planting, okay? I don't tell about it. The reason is because I have this responsibility, I know very well. We have 53 church planters. Amazing, a lot of miracles. I have no time to tell you. A lot of miracles. And expanding very well. And we are handling every missionary very well, I tell you. And these guys, like their mom and their dad, they are doing the training. Anne gives me a lot of money. She says, buy shoes to each one of them. I take them to a market, like, and they jump, you know, I want these shoes, I want that shoes, and I pay, and they wear on. The missionaries, they are enjoying a lot. I mean, a lot to tell you about that. So Touching Africa distributes shoes, tens of thousands of shoes. They treat sick people, repair old houses, serve the community, and help the prisoners and other communities by distributing water filters. Water is a serious problem. So this, I mean, maybe they can come again and tell you, and they have all their family, their daughters, son-in-laws, their grandchildren, they go over to Africa and they are involving as a family. And I see God has blessed this family very greatly, I tell you. Now, let me be very specific, okay? That is, I tell you very big, a lot of stories. And besides helping Tam as a whole, personally, what this church did is a truck. Do you know that this church bought me a truck for me? And shall I show you that? This is a car. Excellent car. Very nice. I drive it. You know, and sometimes when I drive on very nice roads, all the cars start to go back. All the cars. No one can catch up with my car. Very nice car, I can tell you. And you see, I became rich. A rich person to have this car. So one of my superintendent, denominational leader, my denomination is called Ethiopian Full Gospel Believers Church. This was started by young high school and university students. This church has about 6 million members. So I was in charge of that missions department before I joined Touching Africa Ministries. So the superintendent saw when I was driving, hey, where did you bring this car? I told him a church in America bought this car. And he said, I tell you word in word, these Americans are generous. These Americans are generous. I say, I tell you, you are generous. I tell you, your generosity is beyond expression. I am sure, because I have seen it by my eyes. So this, after I got this car, a lot of things. For my safety, there are sometimes clashes between ethnic groups. We have 86 ethnic groups. There are fightings. So when there is a certain problem, there is a way for me to flee. This car, I drive quick. And now I am able to travel anytime. If I want early in the morning, If I want to drive in the middle of the night, it's mine. But before that, before I had this car, I travel all over the country, but I was not able to travel because there is a bus. Sometimes the bus gets full. So when I say, please, I want to travel, they say, no, it is full. Then I stay there for 1 day, 2 days, waiting for a bus. The congregation waiting me like there for hundreds of kilometers. I'm here waiting for a bus. But now no more waiting. I drive. Thank you so much. Yeah. This church has blessed me with such a car. Not only for me. Touching Africa Ministries has another coordinator coordinating nationally. His name is Ngida and his wife. They are also very gifted in teaching about marriage. So they got their car. A lot of support from this church. I know. And both of us now have cars. Thank you so much. Will you clap for yourself, please? Yeah. You are generous. You are people who are blessed and bless others. This is what I see. This is the reason I think God blessed your nation. Most may not understand that, but generous. When Pastor Jim comes, mostly he takes out his coat. Please, would you like to wear this? He asks me. If you like it, okay. If you don't like it, give it to others. He can't pass by any people who is like insane when he sees that person is in a problem. When I came from Denver airport, we saw a car standing beside, parked beside. I mean, the person was stopped. I don't know. He has a technical problem. He saw that person and he couldn't pass by. After he passed by, he returned to ask the person, what is your problem? So this is like his gift. And really his heart was very, really compassionate for me, for us in general. And as a dear brother for Pastor Michael, I know. And when he sees there is a need for a new church building, he sends money. There are several churches built by the money sent from Friendship Assemblies of God. A lot. So this car can help me reach the poor and unreached. Where there is no road, I can get into that road. If there is mud, I can cut through. Praise God. And I can take Bible. I can take evangelistic tools by the car. My missionary work is now quicker than ever. I am able to reach many difficult and unreached peoples in the country. I have the passion to reach the poor and unreached. Very remote people. I am able to take other people for missions. With that car, I take others so that they will see and they will experience the missionary work. And besides that car, this church has blessed a community with a water well. This is a sheikh. You know sheikh? Sheikh is like a pastor for Muslims. And his name is Sultan. Sheikh Sultan. Sultan is like, it's Arabic, means governor. So this person was converted like maybe 3 or 4 years. How he was converted? He saw a dream. There were many people in darkness and they needed light and maybe multitudes of people. So he saw in his dream, they went to Adam. The Arabs call him Adam. So they cried, please help us. And Adam was not able to help them. They went to Ibrahim, that is Abraham. And he couldn't. They went to all the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, many prophets. And finally they came to Muhammad. He saw in his dream. And they say, please save us. Bring us to light. And he said, I cannot. Even me, I want to come out of this darkness. So finally they came to Jesus, Isa al-Masih, or Jesus Christ the Messiah. So when they went near him, he stretched his hand and all the darkness went away. He saw this in his dream. he saw in his dream. And he saw twice in one night. The first time he saw, he rebuked. He rebuked. They have a language. Hasbillahi minna shaitan rajim. He was thinking it was from the devil. Not the devil, Jesus. So he came to the missionaries, and then I taught him. He was trained. He was poor, and he was wearing ragged clothes. He was chewing chat. You know, chat is like a stimulant leaf. Many Muslims in Ethiopia, they chew it, and it stimulates them. And it gives an imaginable dream. Like in a single night, they have a big building. And in a single night, they have a fancy car, I mean, nice car. But after several hours, when that hallucination goes, they are in pity hands. So that's how they are. So he learned, and finally, he went to his family. He has 12 children. He called all of them. They were out in the street. He called them, and he said, "Now I am changed. I am new. I want you to join me. I will want to work. Change our life." And all his children came back. And he said, "If you say like that, say this, we will join you. We will work with you." And then they started. He started this garden, big garden, planting cabbage, onions, and he sells. And now he's sending his children to school. And this person was the chief of a community that this water was dug for. So one day, 2 years ago, he called me, "Dereje, we are in a serious drought. Could you dig water for us? Our animals are dying. Will you help us?" I said, "No. My job is not digging well. I'm preacher." But later on, I start to come to my mind that I should express not only in preaching, I should express in action. So I thought, how? I don't have any idea about digging well. I don't have. So what should I do? Okay. Then I wrote to Pastor Jim. "Pastor Jim, these people, they are in a serious problem. The people are very poor, and they are suffering from drought. Even the government could not help because a very wide range of the population was under drought 2 years ago. Their animals, many animals dead." So when I wrote this, in a day, in the same day, he called me. "What do you think we can do?" Of course, they said, they asked me to dig water well. And he said, "How much is that?" "Okay, would you like to tell me the amount? Let me assess." Then I assess. I went to the experts. Now I have a sister. Her husband is very well in this aspect, in this field. So I went to him, and he calculated everything, and he gave it to me, and I sent it to Pastor Jim. Immediately he sent me. He sent me the money. And this water was dark. And this water is you may see it, a clean water that people were able to access in 30 minutes. Before this water was dug, it was difficult. Now there is a long line. Maybe in 2 or 3 hours, one person can get waiting because a lot of people are getting, into there. They don't have any other option. So this is a long line. Sometimes the women, I will tell you about the women, because they don't want to wait for this line, they go in the middle of the night. So when they go in the middle of the night, actually they don't carry it. They take it by donkeys because it is two. They pay a pair of this jerrycan. Do you call it jerrycan? The container. Jerrycan. Yeah, I think I'm right. So they load it onto a donkey. So because those women don't want to wait for this long, they prefer coming during the night. So while they are taking their donkey, the hyena comes and grabs. Look how their problem is very serious. So anyhow, 3,000 people are getting water. And the other time, their neighboring communities asked me, Please dig us water again. Oh, this is difficult. I mean, now my profession is now changed from being an evangelist to a water well digger. So I said, this time, you will dig the water. I will bring you something, the materials, accessories. You will dig you by yourself. Yes, they said. They dug 2 wells. And I brought this machine. This is water pumping machine. So what they did, the Muslims, they came together. This area by itself was, after we dug the well, they were open. I mean, they let us get in to their community. Before that, no one can get to their tribe except the member of the tribe. So I took this, actually it is two, and I gave the water pumping generator, and this water pump is for irrigation. Look, like this. So as the government show, the local leaders show, I am helping the women, encouraging the women, because they have a lot of problems. They gave this big plot of land to cultivate. And then they drill the water, and this is how the water coming to the field. Now, with this, there are about 100 women. They are using this irrigation, 50-50. One takes one well, and the other takes one well and generator. So they plant different vegetation. They can feed their family. And there are times when they get surplus and they take it to the markets. So these are the women. Women in Ethiopia with a lot of burden, a lot of responsibilities, and with a lot of negligence by their husbands. In this community, one man has five wives. And one woman bears like 6 children, 8 children, 12 children. So if a person has like 6 women, how many children will he have? Calculation? And there are times when the father is not identifying his son. And sometimes, whose child are you? He asks his own child. And the women are by tell you responsible. Their husband, he eats that chat stimulant leaf all day long. He doesn't care. So when that one lady bears a child, he brings another girl. And when that girl again gets a children, he brings another girl. He brings another girl. So no one cares for them. So God led us to reach, to help these Muslim women train. They are dirty. Their clothes, they are careless because no one pays attention for them. And they curse their children. They sit all day long at their houses. But as we get in, I mean, God gave me this, through this water drilling, I start to see their problem. I was touched. Many, a lot of problems among women. Like Pastor Michael and Anne can tell you. The women in Gumus area, when they are nearly to give birth, they go out to the forest. They give a child, they birth to a child, and it is after they give birth, they come home back. Horrible. Horrible. So, I tell you, the real way of transforming that community is training women. We train these women. There is a trainer, I will tell you. So, she said, tomorrow when you come, wash your head, your hairs, clean yourself, wash nice clothes, what you have. And in the following day, they came like this. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference? Nice. And when they come in the morning, the following day, they came. From now onward, I will not be despised. My husband will not despise me. From now onward, I will take care of my children. From now onward, I will be smart. I will not be less than any other woman. Such a kind of confidence. And now, if you ask them, a lot of change. If you ask them, even if they are Muslims, they tell you, I am taking care of my children. Early in the morning, I call them. I share what I have with them. I bless them. I thank them. I encourage them to go. And good, nice-looking children. So my life is changing, they tell you. And when the husband sees that change, the husband pays attention to her. Oh, what's going on? Oh, her, she's nice. Oh, she's taking care of the children. Wow. And she's bringing many more. This is a change happening among these Muslims. So I tell you, in all of this, your support is behind me. In all of this, your money is invested in this life. In all of this, people are coming to the Lord from this among the community. I'll tell you, this is a lady who trains these women. Her name is Muna. She was raised among Muslim converts, Muslim people. But 10 years ago, I discipled her. I taught her. An amazing power fell upon her. I remember. Like it was like the book of Acts, the story of book of Acts, chapter 2. She was baptized in the Holy Spirit. We were outside of the church building. And she realized that God has a special plan in her life. She started to listen. Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord told her, go and preach to the southeast part of the country, which is southeast means the Somali, Ethiopian Somalis. How? I am mother of four children. My husband is not a believer. I don't have money. And the church does not know that I am a preacher or a missionary. How can I go? The Lord spoke to her. I will show you the way. And then she took some money from her house and, Lord, lead me. And in a prayer. And when, after a certain distance, she found spices. We call it tosi. Can you see? Can you say it? Tosi. Tosi. You cannot say. It's, the reason is because this is a holy language. So this tosi is a kind of spice. She bought with all her money and took another distance. And the Lord spoke to her, now this is the time for you to sell these spices. She sold. She found three times the money she bought. Then she continued her journey to the place where the Lord spoke to her. Amazing woman. So she went and she preached there. She prayed with a few believers. She went out for preaching the day, during the day, during evening, she prays. If she comes to your house, you cannot sleep. Always praying, I tell you. When sometimes I am when she comes to our house, I shut my door so that if I mean not to listen to her. But after she prayed for some time, she knocks. I'm sleeping. She says, come, please, let's pray. Amazing. The Holy Spirit flows powerfully, and the Lord speaks to her. So she went and preached there. When she returned, she bought a lot of clothes. This clothes comes from Somalia. It is smuggled because it is along the border. She bought a lot of money, a lot of clothes with a cheap price because it's not taxed. So she goes back home and started selling a lot of money. A lot of money. So she goes repeatedly. She buys, she prays, and then she makes money. She is blessed. And her husband, he's an unbeliever. He's an unbeliever. So what happened? She tells, I'm going to make money. Oh, go. So they have now a nice house, not like yours. She is blessing her family financially. And also, because she has this experience, I sent her to these women. She teaches them how to make money, how to manage their family, how to treat their husbands, and that's why they are changing. Every month, she travels 2 days to teach these women. And now these women are changing. And these women are open for the gospel. They have dropped every bad traditions, I tell you. And they are waiting for us to tell them more about Jesus. You see this fruit? It is a potato. She gave the seed. Plant your backyard. Work on your backyard. And she distributed. And this big kind of potato they could plant and harvest. And even there are times when they go and sell from their garden and get money. So I tell you, there are a lot of women to be trained. A lot of women to be changed. The Gumuz women, they know almost nothing. Poor, carrying woods to sell. They get money. And they get drunk with the money they sold from the wood. But I believe God will bring the change. I believe God will bring the transformation. So this lady is working hard now. Like in November, we have about 200 women from all over the country to train them, to teach them. And that transformation, we believe, will spread all over the country. These are Muslim converts who came from that community, the area where water is drawn. Young, passionate Muslims. For many of them, the Lord speaks to them in their dreams. I tell you, the Muslims believe in dreams. They believe. So because God knows the way how to speak to them directly, he reveals himself through dreams. I tell you. But they are also believing a lot of crazy things. I mean, something that cannot be believed. Among these, there is a man who was converted. But before he was converted, he was devoted Muslim. So what he does, he travels for many areas to preach the Quran. And he was not married. Like he was about 35 years old. That is very late for marriage because it is in the countryside. So one day, why don't you marry? His friends asked him. No, I will not get married. Because there are 42 girls, virgins, in heaven, waiting for me. He was trained. He was taught this way. So those missionaries from among them, they told him, no, in heaven, there is no marriage or remarriage. No. People will be like angels. He read. And the Lord helped him. And immediately after he came to Christ, do you know what he did? Got married. Now he has a beautiful wife. Lovely wife. Many changes. So there are sheikhs, imams. I train them. They go and reach the people. They are very much educated in Arabic, in Quran. I tell you, Ethiopia as a nation is surrounded by Muslims. 75% of the boundary of Ethiopia is surrounded by Islam. Touching Africa missionary ministry that blocked Islam advancing from North Sudan. We planted churches along the border. So the church planting program is called Claiming Borders Project. Claiming borders for Jesus. Now we are making a fence. I remember it is Anne. As she felt God is calling her to plant church, she was dreaming that we will make a round fence along Ethiopia as well as on the neighboring countries. And I tell you, we are experiencing that change. Praise the Lord. The Muslims, they have a very long plan of reaching and converting Ethiopia into Islam. Millions of dollars are sent from Saudi Arabia to plant to mosques. I assess. Millions. And they say, this country is going to be converted. But the Lord is working in another way. Getting into them. So what will we do? We preach, we train key and influential people among those converts, and we send them. They travel, they teach, they travel, they teach. And one person is like over 11 mosques. So in those 11 mosques, there are rivers. And they say, when you ask them, they say, we believe Jesus Christ came to die for our sins. They say so. Word by word, we believe Jesus has come to save us from our sins. He died for us. What do you want more than this? In their belief, very difficult to get to heaven. There is, in their teaching, there is a teaching called Sirat. Sirat means narrow path. Sirat in Arabic. Can you say it, Sirat? Oh, now you are improving. So they say, for a Muslim to get to paradise, there is a Sirat, very narrow road, like very thin, thinner than the hair of horse tail. Very thin. So a person has to travel 1,000 years upward, 1,000 years horizontal, 1,000 years downwards. So do you think that person can finish in 3,000 years going all that without falling? Can he? So when they hear their teaching, they are worried. They don't have hope of entering to the paradise. And that's why they are doing some things out there, killing and dying, because they believe they have a reward across there. So they say, when they hear the good news of Jesus Christ, they say, oh, we are relieved. Oh, Jesus came and removed our sins, and we believe in him. You know, they have a celebration called Arafah. This Arafah is like a day of atonement for the Jews. So during this Arafah, they kill a lot of sheep. Do you know why they kill a lot of sheep? Because they believe when they kill that sheep, they believe that their sins is transferred to the sheep. Look, they are searching for Jesus. And I tell them, now, no more killing your sheep. No more killing your ox. There is one who died for you. This is how we preach. A lot of similar things among the Muslims. These are people who are being trained. These are people, when I was showing them Jesus film, Muslims watching the Jesus film. So not only the Muslims, there are other people groups from Gumus. I travel there to teach them to change in their life. This is a Gumus person. He was very poor. I taught him to plant different seeds, crops, and he planted. His life changed. Look, this is peanuts. Very expensive, commercial crop. He sells for a good money. And look, his family. They are able to dress good dresses, shoes, and he's able to send his children. He has 15 children. 15. And this is his wife. This lady. And this is his wife. He has two wives. Another person, very poor, but he has passion for the lost. Trained, and he went to the countryside. He started working among the poor and unreached people, Gumus people. He planted this. No one was supporting him. He started to support himself, and he planted this church. Within 8 months, 187 people. This is the church. Do you see? This is the church, and the outer part is this. Nice. If the tornado comes, what will happen? It will resist, I tell you. This is another sheikh who was very poor. After he was taught, he came out of poverty. And he planted this, all this. Before that, he never think about work. He never think that he has such a good land. It is beside a river. That river is a year-old flowing river. Then he worked, and now he's getting money every day. and preaching the good news. Very gifted, I tell you. Very educated in Islam. So anyone who comes and debates him, he convinces. Still working among the Muslims. So my dear brothers and sisters, I tell you, there is a lot of harvest. Muslims are coming to the Lord. I mean, this is the only one part. There are other parts. A lot of Muslims. They say, Dreje, come and teach us. Come. Do you believe that? A Muslim calling you to teach him about Jesus. Praise the Lord. This guy is the same person. Still, there are many areas. These are the areas that I run by the car you bought for me. I travel with Touching Africa Ministries when they came from Africa, America, and I travel with them. And another time, I drive my car to Gumus. This is Gumus. And this is North Sudan, and this is South Sudan. So this is Gumus. That is being reached, I tell you. God has used Touching Africa Ministries to transform the life of these people who are in a very dark and desperate life situation. And this is Komo, another people group, very uneducated, malnourished, even cut, separated from the mainland. If you try to teach them one word, they cannot. Their ability to memorize is very low. And now Touching Africa is taking missionaries, even if they are least educated, we are working on them. They live by eating honey. They don't have any agriculture. Ground honey. So they eat. If they get honey here, they eat and sleep there. When they are awake, they eat and sleep there. When it is finished, they go to other place. Malnourished. Their belly big. Their food very thin. And this area is a place where a lot of tribes are living. I travel there. There are a lot of people with different cultures. Some culture, women are famous. When they are famous? When they have a lot of men. A woman that have a lot of men or friends is very famous in that place. And you know what happened? A lot of people infected by HIV. These people are called Surma. You may find it on the website. They play donga, a kind of cultural play, donga. They beat by a stick. So a person who is famous and winner, he will take that woman. And that woman is considered as a famous, but I tell you, horrible. And the other spiritists, people who experience evil spirit, they, if they curse you, or if they like in on your shadow, is it shadow? They have a spear. By that spirit, when they tackle your shadow, like in 3 or 4 hours, you die. It's true. And when a person is dead and buried, they wait for 8 days. Every night they stay there. Do you know why? They think, and of course it's true, if they don't wait for 8 days, a certain person will come and raise that dead and will take him. They watch. So God has given me people from these people who believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus is liberating them. Jesus is defeating the power of evil. And this is my center. It is called Mizan Teferi. I call from all this area and I train these people. There is a people group called Manja. They are very inferior. They feel. So if you approach them, they tell you, no, don't approach me. I am Manja. No. Don't approach me. And if you invite them to your house, they will not let you in because they respect you. And if you invite them to your house, they don't get into your house. No, I don't deserve, they say. I am Manja. I don't deserve. Such a kind of people are in my heart. Such a kind of people I am training. Such a kind of people are being reached, I tell you. So a lot of workers to reach all over. And these are the Siltis. These are 100% Muslim. And here there are Somalis and Oromo, Bale Oromo. And here are also Oromo, Muslims. And the same is happening with what I the same to what I showed you in all this area. This is called Afar. They are herdsmen, nomads, but religiously they are Muslims. But they are also ripe. They are neighboring Djibouti. This here is Djibouti. Next to Djibouti here is Yemen, and next to Yemen is Saudi Arabia. So I have a big, great passion for these people. I want to train more people. I want to train more workers among the Muslims, more workers among the traditional people. Here, this is a Como girl. Guess how old she is? Guess. How old? 10? Uh-huh. Oh, you are guessing good. She is 14 years old. Very malnourished. If you see her head, it is terrible. So one day I went to this place, very remote. And this place is, by the way, bordering southern Sudan. This is South Sudan, and Gumuz is bordering North Sudan. So I went there. And in order to reach to the place where I am, this little girl came 2 days on foot. She traveled 2 days long. And during on the way, they stayed the night under a tree, no house. So I asked them, how could you manage reach here? They said, our women, these are the team, by the way, when they were traveling. This girl came with this team. So they said, our women, they dug roots, different roots, as for our dinner. And we went hunting, the men, they said. And they managed to come to me. And they stayed for several days to learn. So, these people, as I've told you, very poor, and even the government neglected them extremely, and they need our input. So my passion as part and coordinator of Touching Africa Ministries Missions Department, my passion is to train more workers, to train women who can bring change and transformation. My passion is to help them overcome poverty, to help them to improve their life status so that they will see the blessing that is found through the gospel. Thank you for all what you are doing. And I believe you will continue to support Touching Africa Ministries. Thank you. God bless you.